بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اكرام وفق بلا الشيخ عارف بالله عالم رباني رومي وقت حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم مختصر دامر برکاتہ العالیہ. The title is سکون دل در مجلس اہل دل. The peace of heart in the مجلس of اہل اللہ. سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانہ نہیں ہے یا رب, جدھر بھی جاؤں سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانہ نہیں ہے یا رب, جدھر بھی جاؤں کسے غمِ جان, کسے غمِ جان او دل سناؤں, کسے غمِ جان او دل سناؤں, کسے میں زخمِ جگر دکھاؤں سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانہ نہیں ہے یا رب, جدھر بھی جاؤں یہ دنیا والے تو بے وفا ہے, یہ دنیا والے تو بے وفا ہے, وفا کی قیمت سے بے خبر ہے, وفا کی قیمت سے بے خبر ہے. پھر ان کو دل دے کے, پھر ان کو دل دے کے زندگی کو جفا سے آہنگ کیوں بناؤں سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانہ نہیں ہے یا رب, جدھر بھی جاؤں یہ بت جو محتاج ہے سراپا, یہ بت جو محتاج اے سراپا, غلام ان کا بنو تو کیوں کر, یہ بت جو محتاج ہے سراپا, غلام ان کا, غلام ان کا بنو تو کیوں کر, غلام کا بھی, غلام کا بھی غلام بن کر میں اپنی قیمت کو کیوں گھٹاؤں سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانہ نہیں ہے یا رب, جدھر بھی جاؤں. یہ مانا ہم نے چمن میں خوش رنگ, یہ مانا ہم نے چمن میں خوش رنگ, گل سے بلبل ہے مست و شیدا, یہ مانا ہم نے چمن میں خوش رنگ, گل سے بلبل ہے مست و شیدا, مگر نشے من, مگر نشے من جو عارضی ہو, مگر نشے من جو عارضی ہو تو اس کو مسکن میں کیوں بناؤں کسے غمِ جانو, دل سناؤں کسے میں زخم جگر دکھاؤں. مجھے تو اختر سکون دل گر مجھے تو اختر سکون دل گر ملا تو بس اہل دل کے در پر ملا تو بس اہل دل کے در پر تو ان کے در کو تو ان کے در کو میں اپنا مسکن سمی میں دل سے نہ کیوں بناؤں. سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانہ نہیں ہے یا رب جدھر بھی جاؤں. کسے غم جانو دل سناؤں کسے میں زخم جگر دکھاؤں. یہ دنیا والے تو بے وفا ہے وفا کی قیمت سے بے خبر ہے. پھر ان کو دل دے کے زندگی کو جفا سے آہنگ کیوں بناؤں. سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانہ نہیں ہے یا رب جدھر بھی جاؤں نہیں ہے یا رب جدھر بھی جاؤں.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم. يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. يا رب بلغ بالمصطفى مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى الحج أشهر معلومات وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من حج فلم يرفث ولم يفسق رجع كيوم ولدته أمه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. First we'll translate this very beautiful poem of our Shaykh, and every poem of our Shaykh is the sum total of tasawwuf. If we can just get the message of one poem in our lives, we'll have everything. And Hazrat's words, and mashallah by Ajaz who renders it so beautifully, person wishes that we just keep on listening to it repeatedly over and over. But for the benefit of those who don't understand, we will just translate it and a little bit explanation, which also Allah made lot of fazl, gave us the opportunity to stay with Hazrat, to see Hazrat's mizaj, and in that light to understand Hazrat's kalam and his words also. Sukoon e dil dar majlis e ahle dil. The contentment of the heart a person finds only in the company of the people of hearts. People of heart. Everyone has got a heart, even an animal. A mosquito has got three complete hearts. So small the mosquito, but it's got three complete hearts. Everyone has got a heart, but yeah, heart which is serving the purpose of the heart. The heart, and the pictures we see everywhere also, for love they put a heart picture. The heart is for love, love of Allah Ta'ala. Those whose hearts are filled with the love of Allah, that is where the heart finds contentment. Anywhere else you won't find contentment. Contentment is only there in the company of those people who have got their hearts filled with the love of Allah. Siwai tere koi thikana nahi hai, ya Rab jidhar bhi jao. Besides you, O Allah, there is no resting place for me. There is no comfort for me. Wherever I go, I can't find anywhere any rest or comfort. Wherever you go, you can go to all the attractions of the world, amusements of the world, all that. But where the heart finds contentment is where Allah Ta'ala is. And that is in the deen, the ibadat, the man of Allah Ta'ala. That is where a person will go, Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. What contentment he will find there. He won't find that anywhere else. Kisse ghame jaan aur dil sunao ke main zakhme kisse main zakhme jigar dikhaun. Oh Allah, who can I go and tell the story of my heart and my soul? How I'm longing for you, how I'm missing for you. There's nobody else I can tell. And who can I go and tell the scar, the sore of my heart, that is of your love, the sores that I have. Like a person who before gets married is very much in love and is thinking of his beloved so much, and he tells also, I just long to speak to you, pour my heart out to you, everything. But after marriage it becomes half already. Before marriage it's, and after another 10-15 years it goes, and then no more he talks also. But Allah's love is such, there is no end to it. It just carries on and on. And that love of this dunya, it keeps on changing also. Sometimes you get so angry with your beloved, you want to swear and you even hit your beloved. But with Allah it's not like that. That is a real genuine love. So that love, a person who has got it, and it has to be from both sides. If those who don't have the love of Allah, they won't, this poem doesn't mean anything to them. This is for those people who to some degree have the love of Allah. They will say that, oh Allah, I just love you, I want to be with you. A person who is in love with a woman, his relationship is different. Another person who doesn't even know that woman. That woman is perhaps just a worker by somebody. There she's scorned at, she's rebuked, she's got no value there. By this person, the person who has got love for her. When the king heard about Majnu loving Layla so much, so he summoned Layla to the court to see, this must be an extremely beautiful woman that this man is gone so mad over her. When she came, ordinary, nothing special. So he said, why is Majnu gone so mad over you? You're not anything special, you're just an ordinary lady. She said, you need the eyes of Majnu to appreciate me. With your eyes, you can't appreciate me. So a person who has got the love of Allah, to whatever degree, he will appreciate this. A person who hasn't got that love, for him other things will be more enjoyable. He'll look at other things. Ye dunya wale to be wafa hai, wafa ki qeemat se be khabar hai. And they might have love for the things of this dunya, but this dunya people are disloyal. They don't appreciate, and they don't know what is loyalty and what is appreciation. Allah Ta'ala himself says, Na'm al-qadirin. Allah is the one who is the best of appreciators. Allah appreciates to such an extent, one of the names of Allah Ta'ala, Ash-Shakur. Alladhi yu'ti al-ajr al-jazil al-amal al-qaleel. Who gives a very great reward on a small amal. And what great reward? One person presented by Allah Ta'ala, Allah made him maaf ko to Jannah. He said, Ya Allah, me, he himself was surprised. I didn't do one good deed in my life. My life was filled with evil only. And you sending me to Jannah? Allah tabaraka ta'ala said, you have got one good deed of yours recorded by me, which you also not aware of. You see, Allah, which good deed of mine is that which I also don't know? Allah ta'ala said, you had high fever, temperature. You were turning and tossing in your bed with your with pain, every joint in your body. Your whole body was aching and paining. As you turned, you said, Allah, in that pain of yours, that nikah of yours, you took my, so much Allah appreciates. Yeah, in this world, every husband tells his wife, perhaps, I do so much for you, you don't appreciate. Wife tells her husband, I do so much for you, but you don't appreciate. Who can appreciate like Allah Ta'ala? So people of this world, they don't know appreciation. They don't know loyalty. That is by Allah. So why waste your time with people like this? Turn to Allah Ta'ala. And when you do turn to Allah, Allah will make the people of the world also turn towards you. Allah will throw the dunya, not only the riches and wealth, the khidmat, the service, Allah will throw it all at your feet. Man kana lillah, kana Allahu lahu. He who becomes Allah's, Allah becomes his. Allah, everything Allah gives you. Ek tu mera, to har shay meri. Zameen meri, asma mera. If you are mine, O Allah, everything is mine. The earth, the skies, everything. Ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. And if Allah, you are not mine, I've got nothing. So a person should, and this dunya, if a person thinks I've got this dunya, we see daily front pages of newspapers, minister, Solot 21, gun salute, etc. Next, he's handcuffed, he's being taken to the cell. He's being locked up. This happens every, this is what is this dunya. But with Allah Ta'ala, it's not like that. In fact, our Shaykh Damat Barakatum, once I told Hazrat, we get very worried about the time of maut, how maut will come. Shaitan interferes. He perhaps snatches away your iman. Hazrat came in Josh and says, why are you making bad gumani with Allah Ta'ala? Allah is not that friend that you befriend him your whole life and when you need him the most, he lets you in the lurch. Go to my enemy, let the enemy take over. Allah at that time, Allah is with those people. Those who are the friends of Allah, Allah is when the time of need, Allah is much more greater. So Allah is not that friend that he'll turn you away when you need him the most. But shaitan is that. It comes in the Quran Sharif, on the day of Qiyamah, two people are going to give bayans. Isa alayhi salam, who will announce that I never told that I'm the son of God, I never said you must worship me, and shaitan is going to make bayan. And shaitan's bayan, Allah Ta'ala advertised it so well in the Quran, the venue, the time, everything. When people will be on their way to Jahannam, at that time shaitan, وَقَالَ shaitan لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرَ. That after all faisla is made, who's going to Jannah, Jahannam? Lamma waqal shaytanu lamma qudhiya al-amr. Now his bayan, inna allaha wa'adukum wa'ad al-haq wa wa'adtukum fa akhlaftukum. That Allah made promises to you, true promises. I made promises, I broke all my promises. That is shaitan and all his agents, they break their promises. They tell you that don't get up for Fajr today, sleep, it's a cold day, raining and that. Now, when you want to sleep, now sleep is not coming. He put you to sleep so that you have a good rest. But now sleep, and if you sleep, such a frightening dream you see. Rather, you should get up for Fajr, should be much more better. Now you see such a horrible dream now. And when you get up, you are exhausted. He put you to sleep to get more rest. But that dream, what you saw, and how you got tired and exhausted, you are even more tired. Then you say, I should rather get up now when the time is gone. So Allah's promises that Allah will give everything of the best. Phir unko dil deke zindagi ko jafa se aahang kyo banao. Then why must I give my heart to the people of this dunya when they are so disloyal, when they don't appreciate, and I must give my heart the prime thing, the most important, valuable thing is the heart. And I give my heart to them. And for all the things of dunya, the people of dunya, why must I make myself so stupid? Why must I lower myself so much? Give your heart to him. In another poem, Hazrat says, Dil de usko jisne dil diya tujhko. Give your heart to him who has given you the heart. Allah gave you the heart. Give your heart to Allah. Don't give it. Who else gave you the heart? Anyone else gave you your heart? Anyone else looks after your heart? Only Allah looks after your heart. یہ بت جو محتاج ہے سراپا غلام ان کا بنو تو کیوں کر. When this idols of this world, whether it is the actual idols made of wood and steel and gold and silver or whatever, or the beauties of this world, or whatever idol in ilah, which is translated in English as idol, all those things, different things. Allama Baydawi rahmatullah alayh has given 7 meanings of ilah, where you find your protection in. Whoever you find your protection is, that is your ilah. So Allah is your only protector. Whoever is your sahara, your support, that is ilah. Allah is your only support. Only turn to Allah Ta'ala. Who we have to worship, nobody else. We only take God as a thing of worship. But whatever, don't make your shop your idol. That your my shop is the giver of my rosy. Then you made shirk with Allah Ta'ala. That my shop is the giver of rosy. My job is the giver of rosy. No, that is an outward means, but inside is the hand of Allah Ta'ala. How many people go bankrupt in their shops? And they are owing now so much in their shops. If the shop was the giver of rosy, then why are they gone bankrupt? And why have they gone insolvent? And where they were thinking I got so much, when they finally, the financials are drawn up, they are owing millions to other people. And no source of money to come in and pay out all those. That is called an insolvent person, who can't pay out his debts anymore. So, ilah, or a person who, anything that is, it's itself, muhtaj, is dependent. How can that fulfill the dependency of somebody else? It can't. It is itself dependent. How can it fulfill somebody else's need? It is like, to make it very simple, a blind person tells another blind person, come, I'll lead you. He himself is blind. How is he going to lead the other person? Or a person who's paralyzed tells another person who is paralyzed, sit on my back, I'll take you over this busy highway, where the cars are zooming past every split second. There's no chance to cross. One paralyzed person tells another paralyzed person, you sit on my back. And how is he going to sit? He's also paralyzed. And he tells, this is like mullah. People told mullah that this mountain here in our village is blocking the wind, the sunshine, and we're having a lot of problems because of this mountain. Won't you move it for us? So he said, no problem. Let me stay here 1 year and feed me properly. Ghee, badam, pista, all very, very good food. Feed me properly, let me become strong. I'll move the mountain after 1 year. They fed him with the best of things, original ghee and what and what. After 1 year, they said, Mullah, now move the mountain. He said, no problem. Bring me a rope the size of the mountain. Now they had to make one whole big rope the size of the mountain. When they made that, he said, now put it around the mountain, lift it and put it on my back, then I'll move them. They say, Mullah, that is why we called you. He says, you think for yourself, all of you together, you can't lift them, me alone, where am I going to lift the mountain? So one muhtaj, how is he going to help another muhtaj? Ye but jo muhtaj hai sarapa, ghulam unka banu, to kyu kar? غلام کبھی غلام بن کر میں اپنی قیمت کیوں گھٹاؤں. By becoming a slave of a slave, why must I lower my value like this? A person is a slave of a master, he's a slave. But a slave of a slave, then what is his value? So become the slave of the real master. And Allah has given izzat in there. من تواضع لله رفعه الله. A person in sajda, when he lowers the highest part of his body, the brain, what he thinks, everything what I've got, my brain, everyone consciously, subconsciously think, my doing, my planning, my way, I know how to handle people, I know how to sort out things, my brains, when he lowers it right on the ground for Allah, then Allah gives him the highest position. So when a person humbles himself to Allah and the people of this dunya, you humble yourself, tomorrow they'll throw it back at your face. We never asked you for all this. Did I tell you you must humble yourself in front of me like that? They throw it back at you. But for Allah, Allah is the best of appreciators. Ye mana humne chaman mein khush rang gul se bulbul hai mast o shaida. Hazrat says, so beautiful, what reality he has drawn. We do believe, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ, that Allah has made the dunya beautiful. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Ya Allah, what you have beautified for us, we can't help but our heart inclines to it. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu were very clean of heart. We will say, hey, this dunya, I got nothing to do it with it for 2 minutes in the majlis. And immediately after that, we are back in dunya, full swing in dunya. But the Sahaba were very clean of heart. What was in the heart was on their tongue. We, something else is in the heart and something else on our tongue. So he says, so Hazrat says, we accept, Ya Allah, that you have beautified dunya. Allah says in the Quran, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ, the world has been made beautiful for mankind. All the different aspects, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ, حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ, your lust and your desire, which is really a base and dirty thing, but Allah has beauty. And when a person wants to satisfy his lust and desire, and when he's overtaken with his lust, he becomes mad. Nari shahwat, which Hazrat explains in one poem, the fire of lust, when it overtakes a person, then he, nothing makes sense to him. His taqwa, his ibadat of whole Ramzan, of Hajj and Umrah, all one side, and that lust overtakes him. And in that poem, Hazrat says, there is only one thing that can put out the fire of lust, and that is the love of Allah, the noor of the love of Allah. Nothing else can put off this fire of lust when it overtakes a person. So this world which has been beautified, so Allah has made all this, حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ, that a person wants children. Because of the love of children, he gets married also. And he knows that there was a wedding of the lions. So, and they had an elephant as security. A mouse also came. So the elephant said, mouse is not lion family. Where is the mouse? Where? So he asked him for his invite, his invitation card, letter. So he produced it. Oh, it's very genuine. He was invited. So how come? He said, before I got married, I was also a lion. After I got married, I became a mouse. But I am of the lion family. My asal is from that gam. I am from the lion gam, from the lion family. But after marriage, I became a mouse. So this dunya, because of just you want children, you get married, you tolerate your wife. What then, what don't you have to tolerate? You are a free man. Now, you have your master's degree, but after marriage, you become you are a bachelor. But after marriage, you get your master's degree. She gets the master's degree, huh? So you lose everything. But why? Because of children, you tolerate all this. حُبُّ الشَّهْوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ, and then you want heaps of gold, you want big bank balances, you want investments, you want money. If there wasn't this love, if nobody had love, the economy of the country works with the spending of the people. And if nobody spend money, then the economy will fall completely. So Allah Ta'ala made it such that Allah has put the love of these things. We find many people, they just spend wildly, which is wrong. But that is in there. If there wasn't all this, if everyone was so pious that we only, the bare basics of life, even styrofoam cups, we wash them over and over and use them, then what will happen to the poor businesses, the factories and all these people? So Allah made it such that Allah Ta'ala kept the spending. So otherwise the system of the world won't work. حُبُّ الشَّهْوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ وَالْخَيْلِ الْمُصَوَّمَةِ, and the animals that have got marks on you. You want your BM, you would like the BM badge also. The Mercedes, the BS, the Mercedes badge. All those things, those marks which you like, like that, the world of the system of this world. So all these things are there. Ma ye maana humne chaman mein jo chaman mein khush rang gul se bulbul hai, and what a play on words, gul, beautiful roses, bulbul, the nightingales, that in the garden there are beautiful nightingales, there are beautiful roses. In other words, all the beauty of this world, we accept that these things are outwardly Allah has beautified them. Magar nasheeman jo aarzi ho تو اس کو میں کیوں مسکن کیوں تو اس کو مسکن میں کیوں بناؤں. But that residence of yours, which is temporary, why must I make it my permanent abode? Your transit lounge, some airport has got a beautiful transit lounge. Now you think this is my home and you want to live there. But before long, the announcement, you have to move now. And continuously you'll see in the transit lounge, people are coming in, going out, coming in, going. This world is a transit lounge. It is beautiful, but it's just a transit lounge. And this beauty also is just a test. Otherwise, Jannat's beauty is billion times more. And a person who has seen Jannat's beauty, whom Allah shows, then he doesn't go. And Allah has shown the beauty of Jannat in Quran Sharif, in Hadith. Some fortunate people, in their dreams Allah shows them. Allah Ta'ala, the yaqeen which Allah gives, then this beauty of this dunya just falls away. Then that it doesn't appeal, it hasn't got any taste for him whatsoever. And he becomes kamil zuhad he gets. He becomes a kamil zahid, he abstains from this dunya. Which Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu at tahajjud time used to say to dunya, ilayya ghurrarti, ilayya tashawwafti, you want to deceive me. You became beautiful in front of me. Hey heart, get out. Dunya, I've got nothing. قَدْ بَتَّتُكَ ثَلَاثْ, I gave you three talaqs. It's no chance again of reconciliation with you. غُرِّي غَيْرِي, go and deceive somebody else. مَجْلِسُكَ حَقِيرْ, your majlis is useless. وَخَطْرُكَ قَلِيرْ, and you fear me, that take out insurance for this, this will happen. Take out this security. I don't fear, I've got none of that. When a person whom Allah has shown Jannat and Akhirat, this dunya doesn't fear, put fear in him, and no temptation for such. Dunya is nothing. And for such people, Allah, deen is for such people. People, and that is where we have to reach. Not only making our namaz and tilawat, but this inside reality. That is what we have to achieve. So this dunya is just temporary. Don't be overtaken by it. Realize the akhirat. مجھے تو اختر سکون دل اگر ملا تو بس اہل دل کے در پر. حضرت says, if I found a person who has got a magnet will pull steel, a magnet won't pull wood. A person who has got a heart of love, he will be pulled by Allah Wala. And the sign, as Hazrat Damat Barakat Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah explained, that the baby of a bird, it's just born, but its eyes are up always because it's going to fly. It's going to take off one day. And the a chicken, its eyes are down all the time. So like that, any person, Shah Waliullah Rahmatullah Ali's son, in his masjid, Fatehpur Masjid in Delhi, which is there till today, in this masjid, a sadhu, a Hindu sadhu, used to come every day Fajr at 7 o'clock in the morning to bath in the pond of the masjid. Hazrat used to be having his majlis. So the people told Hazrat, stop this man, he's coming here to your majlis, using the water, etc. Hazrat says, there's some spark in him that's bringing him to the masjid. There's something, one day that spark is going to burst into a flame. Leave him. So anyone who inclines, little children, our Shaykh Damat Barakatu, when he sees small little children coming to Hazrat and making muhabbat, he says there is that spark in them already. People who come to majlis, people who like to be with Ahlullah, who like to go on safar, for some reason sometimes we can't go, but your heart is there, it's a very good sign. A person whose heart is inclined to masjid, to Quran, to Allah Wala, to ulama, masjids. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatu himself says when he was a small little child, he should just love masjid, just go and sit in the masjid. He was a small child. But just that. So there, a person who has that inclination towards this, it's a very good sign. To unke dar ko main apna maskan samim dil se na kyun banao. So when my heart finds contentment only by Allah Wala, then why don't I make that my maskan, my place of residence, and with the conviction of my heart, with a full strong heart, I just enjoy to be by Allah Wala. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. We are in the month of Zulqadah, and these are the months of Hajj. And before that, we just finished off Ramadan. We'll just discuss our talk today, divide it into four sections, Each one is so important and each one needs a lot of detail. One is a little hindsight, a post-mortem of our Ramadan. How did we spend our Ramadan? Then it is the season of Hajj now, which has come in. Then the 10 days of Zulhijjah, and then Qurbani, four things. Just a little post-mortem of our Ramadan, everyone himself. Let us check how I spend my Ramadan. And then, secondly, the month of Hajj now, it is the great ibadat of Hajj in which the whole ummah must be involved. Not only those who are going for Hajj, not only those on whom Hajj is farz, but the whole ummah must be involved in Hajj. And then the 10 days of Zulhijjah, which are also part of Hajj, that great ibadat. And then Qurbani, which is a major aspect of Hajj. And Allah has shown it here, that Allah made Qurbani for everyone, the rich and the poor, for the whole world. So by that, everyone is involved in the major part of Hajj, by Qurbani, which Allah made it throughout the world. And why is the rich and the poor? The rich must make Qurbani and they must give the poor to eat. So everyone is part of Qurbani. So first of all, a little post-mortem on our Ramadan. Anyone who does anything, even worldly things, deeny things, and he checks again what he has done. Like our annual jalsa we have in the madrasa. After that we have another mashura again to check what faults we made. Where were our shortcomings? Where can we improve? What complaints came from people? A person who does this, he improves all the time. Anything. Your financials come out, and then if you sit with your directors, with your partners, that these are our results for the year. What now the pass? Your report comes, it's not just a report, I passed and it's finished. That student is successful who sees that he draws his own circles. Anything between 80, he puts a circle, I failed in this. Though officially he has passed. And now, next, I must improve. Where were my subjects where I was? That student is going to improve. And that student who even got 5-6 circles, red rings, but he's still happy. How is he going to improve? So our Ramadan, let us see our report now. So just briefly, some aspects of our report of Ramadan, which is explained in one hadith, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لِلصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَان. For a person who was a saim, who fasted, there are two occasions of great joy for that person. So, in other words, whoever had kept roza, the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there can't be one small part that is wrong, na'uzu billah. That is not true. 100% it is true. So, the two occasions of joy, every saim should have felt them. And if we did not feel them, then perhaps we were jahil, a person who stayed hungry. The fazilat of Ramzan is not for those who stayed hungry, it is for those who kept roza. And unfortunately, many of us don't make any difference between staying hungry and keeping roza. And there is a world of difference between staying hungry and keeping roza. And it is for that that Buzurgan-e Deen have the programs in Ramzan, so that we can come and learn what is Ramadan. Ramadan is not just that we stayed hungry the month, we made exercise at night, na'uzu billah, we just made our tarawih, our heart wasn't there, we had no interest in the tarawih. Then it was an exercise, an extensive exercise of 20 rakats, of push-ups, going up and down, na'uzu billah. That was not, it was namaz, it was tarawih. A person who made namaz is a different aspect. A person who made exercise was different. A person who stayed hungry is different. A person who kept roza is different. So, for that person who kept roza, who is a sign, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam guarantees two occasions of great joy. And there are two iftars. One is a daily iftar over the 29-30 days. A small iftari and a big iftari the day which is called Eidul Fitr. Now complete iftari from roza. So at those occasions, every day at iftari time, if a person felt joy, an inner joy, Hadhrat Mahashah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali explained, which is quite evident, that this is, that joy was not all the samosas and bhajiyas and all the milkshake and the faluda and all those things. And on each day, that joy is not the roast and the biryani and the family getting together and making ghibat of the whole month of Ramadan. This person was like that, that person did like this. That joy definitely is not being referred to. But the joy that is referred to, an inner joy, that a person from his heart, he feels that happiness. And the joy when Allah blesses somebody, his heart wants to burst with that joy. But Allah Ta'ala contains it. And how many buzurgan ideen, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi Rahmatullah Ali, he passed away, like that officially was written, heart attack. But the people who were close to him, that last day before he passed away, he made bayan also. And he put his heart in his tongue. With what feeling, what worry of the ummah he spoke. So that fikr and that love was so great that you couldn't control it. And the heart bursts in that. Then they term it a heart attack. So this love of Allah Ta'ala, a person feels it in his heart. And he gets great enjoyment. And one of it is, like any person, whatever work he's doing, he's applying to immigrate to go to Australia, to Canada. Normally it's a long process, a year, 2 years it takes to get all your whole family, everyone's work done. But as your work is getting done, and you're getting indications that your work, we want this document, now we want, you get happy. It's an inner joy, which you are feeling all the time. It's not samosa joy and biryani joy, it's an inner joy. And the day when finally you get your passport with your visa, and now your work is done, what joy. This is a small little joy of this dunya. When a person gets a joy for what Ramadan is meant, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, like a person who had quite a few, multiple organ failure. Kidneys are failing, heart is failing, everything is failing. He's got terrible Parkinson, his hands are shaking, legs are wobbling all the time. One person took his grandfather to the doctor. Doctor asked him the grandfather's name. So he said that GTQ 7080. So he said, I'm not asking the truck's number plate registration, I'm asking your father. Say, that is his name. What? He said, GTQ going to Qabar, between 70 and 80. He's on his way out already. What's wrong with your father? Your grandfather, his radiator is leaking. So he said, I'm not asking about the truck, I'm asking about I'm telling you about my grandfather, his radiator is leaking. We just can't block it. He's just leaking all the time. What else is wrong? That his wheel bearings are gone. That pag muke ka ne pare ka. Hu bolwa jai ne hu bolai jai. You've got no control over yourself. What else is wrong with him? His exhaust is gone. The exhaust is completely blown. So when a person has got all this and he gets treatment, and now he comes right again. A person who was 70 now feels like a 17-year-old. What joy doesn't he feel? That joy, he was overweight also, 150 kilos, 200. But the first day of his treatment, he lost already 10 kilos. How happy doesn't he get? One person saw a board that diet and you'll lose weight guaranteed. You have to pay $200. He went in. They did all the paperwork, send him in. It was like a big arena with all that, like that racing tracks or like all those going like that. And then a young girl came dressed very scantily, and this man was so heavy, overweight. And she said, "If you catch me, I'm yours." So the man is now running after her in every way. He already lost 5 kilos the first day. And then they say, now your next session next week. He went and run again. I must lose weight too in order to catch her. Then he lost another 10 kilos in there. By the time, the next time again another 5 kilos. After that, the third time he came, then they had a gorilla. If I catch you, you mine. Now he ran for life. That if this gorilla catches me, so he lost all his weight. But anyway, how happy a person gets when he has lost his weight. He feels so nice himself also. He feels so happy also. So a person, and spiritual diseases which we are plagued with and we don't know. Yeah, if a person just got some problem, it can be Ramzan. Whatever it is, his shop can close. December month, it can be Ramzan. But he's got eye problem. There's a fear he's going to lose his eyesight. He's got some other problem, and there's a very good doctor in Surat, very good doctor in Bangalore, in Canada, wherever. He hasn't got the money. The jewelry of the house will be shot. That shop which was his livelihood, he'll sell his shop. But I must go and get my heart fixed up. I must go and get my eyes fixed up. So important, these things. But our spiritual diseases, just any small excuse, no, I can't come. Ramzan, I can't, I'm very busy, I can't do this. This is very important, because these things are not important. And if we get cured of our spiritual ailments, this is what Ramzan was all about. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ تُوَكْوَيَ التَّقْوَى. So, and as we get it every day at iftari time, if we are spending our Ramzan, we are keeping rozas, it comes clearly in the hadith, a person who has made niyat of roza, but lustful gazes is throwing on, casting on woman, swearing, anger, backbiting, then it comes clearly Allah is not in need of his staying hungry. That means he's thinking he was keeping roza, but he was only staying hungry, and Allah is not in need of anyone staying hungry. Allah wants us to keep roza, not just to stay hungry. So a person who kept roza every day, he'll see his spiritual diseases are getting cured. And by the day of Eid, if he really kept rozas and spent his Ramadan, not just spending his time, ek to hai Ramzan ka guzarna, just to pass your Ramadan, or ek hai Ramzan ko banana, that you make Ramzan what it is, that person on the day of Eid, he can be wearing his oldest clothes, the poorest person of all the people in the Eidgah, he's got the oldest clothes, torn clothes, but his joy in his heart, nobody will know. What joy when that inner treatment. So did our Ramadan come like that? And now Ramadan is still far. We all make niyat now that next Ramadan I'm going to spend it right. But before Ramadan next year, all our excuses will come. And we won't do it again. Shaitan deceives us. But fortunate is that person who spends his Ramadan, who keeps roza. And this all, every day's enjoyment at the time of iftari and on the day of Eid, is like the prelims of the matriculants. They are just finished or they're busy with their prelims. And this is a sign to see that how they're going to do in their finals. It gives them a good indication for their teachers, for the school, for the students, that how our final results are going to be. So all, every day, if we're getting that enjoyment, on the day of Eid, we're getting that enjoyment. That's a sign that when we're going to meet Allah, عند لقاء ربه, we're going to get that enjoyment. If we're not getting enjoyment now, then it must not happen that we don't want to die. There's also a great test, which is based on this. If a person hasn't gotten looking forward to meet Allah Ta'ala, the Quran challenges the Jews. They say, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, that if you love Allah Ta'ala, then desire for more. But they don't desire for more. They want to stay, live more longer and more longer. They don't desire for more. A person who has found the love of Allah, the desire of maut will be a natural thing. He will desire to go and meet Allah Ta'ala. If we don't find that in our heart, that is also not a good sign. If we are afraid of dying and we don't want to die, it is also not a good sign. When Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to go with his mujahideen in the battle, he should tell the enemy, you people have got men with you who love their woman and their wine. I've got men with me who love their mort. More than what your men love their wine and their woman, they love their mort more. So where can you fight such a person? And if we have to read, when the mujahideen against Russia and now against America, impossible feats, but this is that spirit, that how they are totally demoralizing the enemy, not only killing them, totally demoralizing them. This is that spirit, and this is what has to be developed. So this is what will come, this sign. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has promised it for a sign, not for jai, not for the person who stays hungry, but the person who keeps roza. So let us check. And then if we do that and give ourselves marks, did I get not out of 10 for my Ramzan? One out. Hasibu anfusakum qabla an tuhasabu. Check yourselves before you are going to be checked out. And if we correct ourselves and we spend some months, some Ramzans of ours correctly, and then inshallah our maut will come accordingly, That is what Ramadan, Allah gave us that occasion. Then we are in the month of Hajj, the month of Hajj. Hadrat Shaykhul Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, when the day of Eid of Ramzan comes, the people usually enjoy because it's Eid day, but I enjoy because now the month of Hajj, the season of Hajj has started. And now is the time when people will be flocking now for Arafat, for Mina, for Makkah Sharif. And Hadrat says a beautiful poem on this occasion, Suna hai ke tere dar par tere aashiqo ka hujum hoga. We have heard that, oh Allah, your aashiqs, your lovers are all going to gather at your place. And the outward form Allah has given the whole ummah and made it for us in fact. A lover who making 7 rounds of tawaf against Kaaba, around Kaaba Sharif. If that is an intense love, but we haven't developed that love, so we only got the form of a lover, but not the reality. A person who has that reality in him and he makes tawaf, that I'm making tawaf, so to say, around my beloved. I'm running around my beloved, looking for my beloved. I'm running from Safa to Marwa. Mentally, these things don't make sense to a person. A big judge, a big advocate, a big engineer, scientist. What does this mean that to make? But this is that as one poem says, that yeah, the brain tells you, what is this tawaf? Where's the rationale for it? What is it? How can you prove that it's right? It's the thing to be done. Say, brain, pipe down. No comments from the brains in the peanut, from the peanut gallery. You don't know anything. There is not your department at all. There is the department of love. Where a lover, he doesn't look at his shaitan, was a slave of his brains. But yeah, there is no room for that. Allah has made our whole ibadat from iman to namaz, roza, zakat. If a person did all that, now go for Hajj. And you have developed the love of Allah, the marifat of Allah, the reality of Hajj. Otherwise, Hajj is just the name of some rituals and some kitabs write also. Especially non-Muslims or new Muslims who write on Hajj, that's some rituals. But a person who knows Hajj, it is not rituals. It is a great thing. And now when you have gone there, you left your comfortable, not 5-star, 7-star, 20-star home that you have got. What a bedroom, what a kitchen, what a bathroom, what haven't you got? You leave it all your bank balance, all your money. You take the allowance you are allowed. You take your bags, 2 bags or 1 bag, whatever, and you go away. You stay in Makkah Sharif in a hotel. Your home that you built, searched for how many years, you left it behind. Now you go and make tawaf. You don't take your things, your passport also, you put it in a safe. Your extra money also, only your bare necessities, you go and make tawaf. You make Safa Marwa. Now the time comes, you're going to Mina. Now even your bags, everything, just a small overnight bag, you take your bare necessities. You go to Arafat, even less, one night in Muzdalifah. Now you think to yourself, I'm that man that I sleep in. What a luxurious bedroom. Yeah, I'm sleeping under the stars. Yeah, there is no, my toilet, I'm so particular about my toilet. Yes, not you, now they've made toilet. But otherwise, not a toilet also in Muzdalifah. And all the world is around there, but yet you go and relieve yourself. And you do everything. You're so particular about your ibadah, my namaz must never go late. In Arafat, you're not allowed to read your maghrib. That you go and make your maghrib, not even in maghrib time. Even if you reach Muzdalifah in Maghrib time, you don't make your Maghrib. That also put your brains and everything in your dunya also, in your deen also put your brains one side. Now you just follow, you are a lover, what Allah is saying. That you make today Maghrib in Isha time, I'll make Maghrib in Isha time today. And if you want to make it before, it's not even accepted from you. Then there, after that, the night in Muzdalifah, then you gone again to Mina, back again, pelting shaitan. That one person, he said that he was pelting shaitan. So he said, shaitan spoke to me. He told me, it's all right. You can throw me here with stones. But when you come back to Durban, he was from Durban, then again we'll be friends again. Yeah, you can do what you throw me stones here. But when you come back to Durban, we'll be friends again. Now this also the outward throwing without the inward significance. And then slaughtering again now, qurbani. Without the inside real. So Hajj is an iman. Buzurg saw his murids all going for Hajj. Nafil Hajj. He asked him, oh, where are you people going? They say, we're going for Hajj. He said, you know the owner of the house of Kaaba. You know the Malik of the house. They say, oh no, we don't know him. Say, stay 1 year by me. It was Nafil Hajj. I will teach you. And then you go and see the difference. Those who make the Hajj like this, who first learn who is Allah. And they are going, you go to somebody's house. He can be having the most beautiful mansion, palace. But if he is not there, what is the value of it? The value is of the person. We go to Kaaba Sharif, but we don't find Allah. And the sign of that is when we come to the house of Allah, do we find Allah? Yeah, in the house of Allah. How many of us come to the house of Allah, but we don't find Allah? We just pay our homage, so to say, and we go away. But those who find Allah, and those who find Allah everywhere, and who find Allah in their heart, all the time Allah is in their heart, what to say? For those people, what will be their Hajj? What will be their Muzdalifah in the Arafat? So this reality has to be found. This is what is suluk. This is what is tasawwuf. This is what we have to find. So this month of Hajj that has come, the Ashhuri Hajj, the months of Hajj, this every Muslim's heart must incline there. Not only if we are going, but even if we are not going, that now, oh, that just you visualize everything. You're preparing your journey, you are going, that excitement, and putting on your ihram, coming to the Hajj terminal, and you're waiting for your work to be done. You see one whole plane load of Hajjis from Nigeria. All of them, the color is different, but all dressed with the ihram. And all labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, one simple single word on everyone. Suddenly another plane load of Hajjis from Malaysia, from Indonesia. Now they are coming. They also labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. From India, from Pakistan, from throughout the world, all are coming. And one thing, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. And so you visualize all this. Now you are in Makkah Sharif. And in Makkah, when the azan goes, Allahu Akbar. People coming out from all the different hotels and all coming to the haram. It reminds us of the day of Qiyamah. When Israfil alayhi salam will sound his bugle, and everyone from his qabr will just automatically be coming out and coming to Maidan-e-Hashar. Yeah, also you just see, especially if you are on your way to, you just came to Haram Sharif, namaz time. And as you are moving with your taxi from all sides, you see people coming out from here, from there, just pouring out, they all just going to the Haram. So, oh Allah, I wish I could be also amongst them. And in your mind, you are amongst them. Now the tawaf is taking place. Now Safa Marwa is taking, now Multazam, now Dua, now Zamzam. Now you are going to Mina, and you are spending your time in Mina, in Arafat. All this we should visualize it. But unfortunately, because we have become very weak in everything, this muraqabah and meditation also, now they put it for us on TV. Now it comes on all this on TV, and many people feel happy, but that is just an entertainment. The reality doesn't come. All this electronics have taken out haqiqat. That if now, for example, the people with their cameras in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, all the time taking photos, the inside reality has gone out. So what is required is the inside reality. So when a person now, if he thinks, meditates, that inside the reality comes into his heart. And when he just looks at the slides and the pictures, then it is just slides and pictures. And just some videos that he's watching, that reality goes out for. That is the biggest harm. One of the biggest harm of this media and the photos and all this is that reality has been totally snatched out of the people. And now it's just an entertainment and everyone is happy. Whether it's radio stations, TV stations, videos, the reality is taken out. And when the insight comes in, then a person realizes what that is. Today with this outward reality, a person is doing in all types of guna. But I'm watching Hajj film all the time. And I'm watching my namazes in the haram all the time, listening to the imams there. And they love themselves that we've got very strong feeling for Islam. But in the heart it doesn't go. So, and Allah Ta'ala has kept the system for going into heart, that is muraqabah, meditation, not electronics, not all this outward things, but the reality that comes into a person. Then we go on to the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, which are so blessed days. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a person can't do any amal that is equal to the ibadat of the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. And what is the real ibadat? Third kalima, fourth kalima, the preparation for qurbani, all this is the ibadat. And the sahaba in whose minds it was engraved that there is no ibadat like jihad in the path of Allah. So they immediately ask, walal jihadu fi sabilillah? Jihad also is not equal to the ibadat of the 10 days. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, walal jihadu fi sabilillah. Jihad, which is such a great thing, that is also not equal to the ibadat of the 10 days. The rozas of the 10 days. Then the third kalima, the fourth kalima, the preparation for qurbani, all this is the ibadat of those 10 days. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, only that person who goes with his life and his wealth, and he doesn't return either with his life nor his wealth. All his wealth also he spent, he gave his life also in the path of Allah. That can equal this ibadat of, so how great these days. But we pass them also in ghaflat, in unmindfulness, the 10 days. They are very valuable days. Our next majlis maybe when 2-3 days or maybe less more have passed of these days. Therefore, just a little bit on that. And then finally, on the qurbani itself, which is another very great ibadat. And every institution of Islam is required in itself, not by proxy. A person has got, for example, timeshare in the most expensive, the most luxurious place. But for whatever reason he couldn't go, he tells somebody else in his family, a friend, you people go. The timeshare is used, it's fulfilled, but you don't get the benefit by somebody else. So by somebody else making your qurbani will be done. But the benefits of qurbani you are not going to get. You can send your qurbani away to Malawi, and if you are sincere that those people don't get meat to eat. And they, for them, a reminder that they don't need meat only once a year. They need meat at least once a month. So if you are really that you want to send qurbani to Malawi, that those people will get meat to eat, send every month. And if your niyat is, I'll save money, there the qurbani is much more cheap, then it's a different niyat. We send our qurbani to Mozambique, to wherever else, and there are places where genuinely it is in need. But even for those people, do your faraz qurbani with your own hands at home. Your nafil qurbani you want to send, send your nafil qurbani. But your faraz qurbani, which is your own qurbani, make it and make it with your own hands. Shariat is so stressful on this, stresses it so much, that a woman who is in parda also, if parda arrangements can be made and she can slaughter, she must slaughter her own animal. So important it is that this qurbani, because there is some benefit a person is going to get. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says that there is a Khan Sama, a cook, and he makes the best of soup. And then he makes the best of soup, he serves it to everyone there, but he himself doesn't drink the soup. He's famous in the world. You can't get soup like this person makes soup, but he's not going to get the benefit until he drinks the soup himself. Then only will he get that benefit of the soup. So just like that, the qurbani, you can make thousands of qurbani throughout the world, but at least the one you make it yourself. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately after the Eid namaz made his own qurbani. And then again, after that, we should try and clean ourselves as much as we can, according to health, security, everything considered. We should try and clean and make the pieces and then go and distribute ourselves also. But today, there is one masala of the Lal Kitab, Red Kitab. And the Lal Kitab got no name besides Lal Kitab. So I can't tell you what is the Kitab's name. If you want to go look up, it's got no page numbers also. So he can't give you reference also, but in there is written this masala that qurbani must be made three parts, which is we also believe. But the three parts, the one part is for the bride. The second part is for the deep freeze. And the third part is for those people who we know they're going to give us also. So today is cell phone time, mobile. You don't even have to take the trouble of you giving and them bringing. They bringing the front leg of the sheep, you going to give the front leg. You tell them, you just accept it over the phone. From my side, mine you accept and I accept yours. So that is not the masala of qurbani. That one share, one third for the family, friends, one share for yourself, one share for your family and friends, and one share for the poor. Today, what is the poor? Is the mundi and paya, the head and legs. And we say they also need something. Qurbani, give the poor also. Now, a best meat prime is for yourself. Allah Ta'ala says, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. And when you are giving the poor, remember, you are not giving them, you are giving Allah. If you are sincere, you are giving for Allah's sake. So for Allah, you give your mundi paya, the stomach. And some even don't even give the mundi paya, that also is delicious. Only the stomach, that give it to the poor people. And qurbani can be given even to non-Muslims. And there is an ideal occasion to share with them. And how, and we've got money. And we have got lot of money, and we are spending lot of money. But we're spending it in the wrong place. Look at our lavish homes, our lavish cars. Look at our insurances, our security that we are spending on. The amount that we're spending on our holidays, the amount of the, on all other things. Just channel it in the right way. For the poor, there is no share. When we have made all these the priorities, the poor hardly have come on the list. That's something for the poor. Whereas, wise is that person, when he draws his money, his expenses for the month, his wages, whatever from his shop, the first is for the poor. And then for the madrasas, for the masjids, and afterwards is, see how lot barakat Allah will give. And then that person is fortunate whose money is being used in the right channel. Money is, it's going down the drains. And it's not going down, it's flowing down the drains. The amount of money that we are spending, but we're spending it in the wrong places. If we keep our own lifestyle, a simple lifestyle, comfortable, no problem. What everything you can have, just all the unnecessary frills and fancies we do away and make a share for the poor. They see the world, crime will come down to zero immediately. Because we are not going to the poor and giving them their dues. They are coming and collecting their dues. In whichever way, Islam is a religion of sharing. If we share with the needy, with the poor. But today, what our attitude, capitalism builds this, that you look down and scorn at the poor. And the poor hate the rich. And they want to just cause harm, and they wish harm for the rich. And today, wherever we are surrounded by the poor. And this poor, they don't, Muslim or non-Muslim, Islam, it comes in a hadith, you're not a Muslim if you eat your fal and your neighbor sleeps hungry. You're not even a Muslim, it comes in the hadith. And today, how much the people around us, that what is their condition? And we are not filling our stomach, how that goes down in the dustbin, goes down the drain. How much we are wasting. How our deep freezers are full for the next 6 months. From this qurbani to next qurbani, our deep freeze is full. And for the poor person, he has got nothing. So this we have to. This is what we have to bring in. Not just we make an outward show, we're making Umrah every year, going Khanka every year, going Jamaat every year, that we are, and I'm all right. And we're from top to toe, Amama and Jubba and Kurta and beard, we are quite all right. And these things we are zero, or we are minus in these things. We have to get our priorities in order, fix ourselves up, and then see what enjoyment there is in life. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with these realities and make it come into us, inshallah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allah, it's only the fazl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the barakat of our beloved Shaykh Arif Billah Shah Azhar Manan Abdul Hamid Sahib Dawa Barakatuh, that we take in the name of Allah. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidan ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. O mere tan mein bajaye aab gil, dard dil ho, dard dil ho, dard dil. Ghair se bilkul hi ut jaye nazar, tu hi tu aaye nazar dekho jidar. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha إلا الله لا إله 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 إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم إلهي دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے تو کر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو الہی رہوں میں خبردار تیرا لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم یار رہے یا رب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار ہوں مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں ہر دم ذکروں فکر میں تیرے مست رہو سرشار رہو ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہو اب تو رہے بس چاد میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ تعالی شأنہ اللہ 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 ایچے شیری استنا شیر و شکر میش ود جانم تمام اللہ 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 دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ
الحمد للہ رب العالمین والعاقبۃ للمتقین والصلاۃ والسلام علی اشرف الانبیاء والمرسلین سیدنا وحبیبنا وشفیعنا ومولانا محمد وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله تعالى وسلم رسولا ونبيا
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقي ورضا نفسي وزنة عرشي ومداد كلماتي اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وصل على سيدنا محمد كلما غفل عن ذكر الغافلون ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم إن مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا ورحمتك أرجى عندنا من أعمالنا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت ولي ومولاها اللهم زقنا حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وزقنا اتباع وأرنا الباطل باطلا وزقنا اجتنابا اللهم أصلي وارحم وتجاوز واغفر واهدي لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهدنا واهدي بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم اهدي الناس جميعا اللهم اهدي الناس جميعا اللهم ردنا ورد المسلمين إلى دينهم ردا جميلا اللهم اهدي الدين كله في العالم كله إلى يوم القيامة واجعلنا سببا لذلك اللهم فقهنا في الدين وحببنا إلى الناس اللهم ثبتنا للإيمان وامتنا للإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم احفظنا من كل الفتن ما ظهر من وبطن اللهم قنا من فتنة الدنيا ومن شر فتنة النساء اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجلي واجلي ما علمنا من وما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجلي واجلي ما علمنا من وما لم نعلم اللهم اجعل حبك أحب الأشياء إلينا واجعل خشيتك أخوف الأشياء عندنا واقطع عنا حاجات الدنيا بالشوق إلى لقائك وإذا أقررت أعين على الدنيا من دنياهم فأقرر أعيننا من عبادتك اللهم إن نسألك رضاء بالقضاء وبرد العيش بعد الموت ولذة النظر إلى وجهك ولذة النظر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك والشوق إلى لقائك والشوق إلى لقائك ونعوذ بك من ضراء مضرة وفتنة مزلة اللهم زينا بزينة الإيمان اللهم زينا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة محتدين اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب وأعيننا من الخيانة فإنك تعلم خائنة العين وما تخفي الصدور اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا اللهم اشفي مرضانا واغفر موتانا ربنا اجعلنا مقيمين الصلاة ومن ذريتنا ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذنا ولمشايخنا لا سيما لشيخنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أبقيتنا وارحمنا أن نتكلف ما لا يعنينا وزقنا حسن النذر فيما يرضيك عنا اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم اللهم اجعلنا من عبادك المنتخبين الغر المهجلين الوفد المتقبلين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم جزى الله عنا سيدنا محمدا صلى الله تعالى بما هو أهله. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.